we wouldn't dare. It wasn't. We used to go crawfish hunting or crawdad hunting and seen them in the ditches in the creek just for fun.
Just for fun.
And just for entertainment. And use a tow sack and seen the ditches for the crawdads, but we would give them to the colored people around. We didn't bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't bring our fish home.
Did they eat them?
We would give our fish to someone on the way home from the creek. We didn't bring them home to eat. If number one, we never did catch enough for Mama to have to cook, and number two, we didn't want to dress them.
We'd give them to what you call?
We'd give them to someone. We had to walk to the creek,
uh-huh.
and they were heavy to bring home. And the first one that wanted us, Colored Town was between our house and the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And we went anywhere we wanted to, but we conducted ourselves like a lady. And Mama always taught us that if we conducted ourselves properly, that nobody would bother us.
Mm-hmm.
And we could be kind and friendly, but we didn't, we spoke, but we didn't get too familiar with people. Not only colored, but people that were in a different class or a different rank of people. We were kind and courteous, but familiarity breeds contempt. We didn't get too familiar.
Oh, well now, let's see, there were crawfish around, also like around the water. Something that, It can put its head and its legs in and out of its shell.
The turtles. The soft skin turtles and the hard shell turtles. The snapping turtles.
Well, now, would there be anything? Would those be around water or on dry land or either one?
Well, either one. that was another thing we used to do. We had friends that had to walk, 2.5 miles from school.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed the terrapins and the dry land and the turtles, and we would keep a fishbowl on the front porch, and they would pick up the turtles on the way, and we would collect turtles and fish and played with them. They would stop. We'd always go to school with the group that passed by the house. There were no buses then.
Now, something that comes from, I guess in a way it's sort of like a crawfish, but it comes from the ocean, and it has legs, pink looking when you cook it. Of course, now you buy them frozen at the grocery store.
We didn't have any, I never did eat any crab meat or lobster.
Or how about
We didn't have seafood till
how about
it was.
Shrimp?
We didn't have shrimp till we were gone.
Oh, you didn't?
Until it was frozen and brought in.
Mm-hmm.
And Papa did buy oysters, canned oysters.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the only one that would eat them.
Oh, he was.
And Mama would fix him oyster stew and sometimes oyster dressing, but we preferred Mother's dressing without any oysters in it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want it to mess it up with oysters.
So shrimp then.
Shrimp and all the seafood were not introduced in our life until the frozen foods came in. We were grown. Even the taste had to be cultivated for.
Oh, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is about insects. Now the insect that flies around the light at night, it's white looking.
The moths. And we used to catch lightning bugs and put them in the jars, and they were harmless.
Well, now would this moth, like that would be around the light, would it be the same that would get in your clothes?
Mm-mm.
Now that would be a different type
of moth.